Welcome to the Black Mind Garden, the podcast that helps you remap your mind and retrain your brain and be more flexible and fluent in your life. This podcast is about planting new seeds that help you remap your mind so that you can master your inner voice, expand your listening and communication, and produce unimaginable results in your life. I am your host, Dr. Maisha. Hey, have you ever thought about learning NLP or hypnosis, or even being a coach? Even if you simply learn the skills of coaching, it could come in handy everywhere and in every area of your life. Our mind remapping NLP coach training will give you mastery over language, helping you to improve your confidence, communication, coaching, and leadership. So if you're committed to removing unconscious blocks so you can consciously elevate your performance in every area of life, join our next training. Schedule a training interest call at remapmymind.today. That's remapmymind.today. All right, we are back with another episode of the Black Mind Garden where we are remapping minds so you can create a life you design. And I am very excited for the guests that I have on today. What we're talking about today is like reconnecting to our humanity. And it's a really perfect conversation with this person because of the work that we do and how it complements and intersects. And so at this point, I love to welcome Mickey Ferrer, who is the owner of Mindset Maps and located in NYC, which is where my family's from. So that was our first connection. But also, I think the work that we do, there's such a common value that we share. And it's just been a pleasure to get to know you, Mickey. So thank you for coming on the show. Welcome. How are you today?
Thank you, Maisha. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'm doing great. And looking forward to our little discussion here.
Yeah. So the first thing I always like to do is I like my audience to get to know you. And so will you just please tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got to be where you are today, just with Mindset Maps? I love my audience to get to know who you are.
You know, this reminds me of a recent podcast that I was doing. I have a podcast that's called Mentor Shift. And now increasingly I call it Mindset Shift because I'm so focused on this idea of mindset. And so recently I had this guest who is one of my mentors, and I asked him, because he's an immigrant like me. Mm-hmm. He was born originally in Hungary like I was, and he lives in Canada. And so I say to him, you know, Andrew, how do you think about yourself? What are you? Are you a Canadian? Are you a Hungarian? And he's like, you know what? I am a human. You know, this kind of, you know, how I feel is, I do live in New York City, and I'm a psychologist. I have been in business, like in the corporate world, for about 25 years. Mm-hmm. Then I have been for 20 years in the personal development and learning and development, leadership growth space. And so those are interesting areas for me. I was very fascinated since I was in the business world. You know, it's like, oh man, it's boring. So I'm like, you know, where are the women and why are we paying the women that are here half the, you know, the money that we're paying to men? It was always apparent to me that, you know, something isn't quite working out in terms of a balance. So I became very interested in this idea of what is humanity? What is masculinity? What is femininity? What is beyond that? Mm-hmm. What is the mindset? Because the other thing, which was very interesting as an immigrant, is that when you get to a new place, you know, I come from Europe into the United States, New York City, you suddenly see things that are very different that other people don't notice because it's just taken for granted.
That's right.
What are the differences? What are the roots of these differences? And how are we going to, as humans, remain in conversations with each other? Because one of the things I watched in the United States in the last 10 years is the conversation disappearing. Mm-hmm. People are being more and more focused on their own views. People, you know, I need to talk to people like me who watch the same, you know, television shows, read the same books, read the same blogs, and agree with me. That's, to me, that's not a conversation. That's like I'm talking to myself.
Right.
Right. So in a nutshell, that's who I am and that's what I'm interested in.
I love you linked it right in, because this whole piece of noticing the conversation, you know, like compressing into only my view, only one view, only my way, it disconnects us from each other. And in turn, I think that it disconnects us from each other as humans. And so I love the question that you asked your friend, like, are you this or are you that? And he's like, I'm human. Because I think that's what sort of disintegrated over the last few years is our connection to our humanity. And it really is a matter of our thinking.
Exactly. And so that's why I'm so fascinated with the idea of mindset. And that's how Mindset Maps, my institute and company, it's a company together with Robert B. Diltz, who is a eminent developer of NLP and many tools. And, you know, he's also in personal development and leadership development space. And we share him as a common mentor, I guess, or teacher. For us, what was kind of interesting is I came more from the business world where, you know, people hire me for, okay, you know, we were trying to build a better culture, trying to make, you know, this new system work, and people are not coming along. What's wrong with them? Come in and fix them. And so you end up teaching skills to people, and then people don't use those skills and competencies. Mm-hmm. So you ultimately start wondering, okay, is it worth investing into these things? So should I train my people? I mean, they're not doing what they're being taught to do.
Right.
And that's where you kind of go back. Okay. Let's take a step back. Mm-hmm. Why are they not doing it? And that's where you connect to the question of, okay, what do they believe? How are they thinking? What is their mindset that does not allow them maybe to connect to the goals of this company or to these new skills? So as a person who wants to inspire growth and learning and teaching, you just cannot ignore mindset. But yet there are so how do you deal with mindset? So we wanted to create a tool, and we created an online inventory and a map and a report that helps people to visualize their mindset. And so it's no longer like this elusive thing. Okay, Mickey's mindset and Mahesh's mindset.
Yeah.
Right. So it's visual. It's got these icons, and you can kind of reflect on it initially. And then you can also compare it to other people's mindsets. So we interviewed up to like 1,000 people who are all purpose driven, positive leaders that are running successful businesses. And so we are comparing people's mindset to the mindset that those people have, and and then offer some suggestions like, okay, here is how you could align or tweak or change your mindset so that you get your goals.
I think it's so interesting because people, like some people really do need that concrete visual to be able to compare, like, this is where I'm mapping out. And this is where the person who maybe I want to be in a position of power like them, this is what their mindset map, it looks like. And then like, and then what you all teach them is sort of like, okay, these are the practices and the skills that you need to be able to move in that direction.
That was sort of our logic. And it actually came from the interviews we were holding with this. So we conducted quite a few interviews, and then you began to see these patterns of how people speak about their mindset and their life and their habits. And so they were pointing to a direction of a journey.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I guess the idea about humanity is that if we all get the sense that we are journeying, and we are not journeying alone, by the way, you are journeying, I'm journeying. And so we could just, you are journeying on another ocean,
right?
It's on this river, and we have, but no, it's one big ocean.
Yeah.
And we are journeying together. And so developing some of these metaphors, oh, we are on a journey together. Oh, it's not that we already have to be there. It's actually a process. So what we are experiencing is not final. We don't have to worry. It's going to change. We can change. You and I could change this journey.
Yeah.
Where is this journey leading to? Right? Like, we don't know.
Yeah, it's really interesting you say that because, you know, like a lot of people, when you think about mindset, people think, oh, mindset in business or mindset in entrepreneurship, mindset, you know, like they think about it in that context of business and entrepreneurship, which valid, right? Because that's a lot of where success happens, what you have to transform in order to be successful in business and entrepreneurship and to run companies and leadership and all that. But what you just pointed to is this whole journey. Like as you interview people, it points to a journey. And it's interesting because you know, one might assume if they looked at this video of this Black woman and this Eastern European white passing male, that we would have two different mindsets. And I think that is the place where it can get a little sticky is because if I look at someone that doesn't look like me, then there's a potential pitfall of automatically assuming that that person doesn't have a similar mindset or way of thinking or journey, a similar journey, you know? Right. And so where there are some differences in our journey, where can we find the commonality? Where can I see you and me and me and you see me and you? And that is that's the shift in mindset. And I wonder what it would look like to map that out. I mean, that's just, you know, like a thought that came up. I wonder what it would look like to map out the mindset of people who I'm searching for the way to frame it. But in essence, the groups of people who tend to integrate and see the humanity in each other and those who see the differences in each other, you know, like the mismatchers right. versus those who kind of see the commonalities. I wonder what it would look like to map that out and what the differences in your maps would look like from that standpoint.
By the way, there is a little bit of what we did in the sense that, so anybody who's listening to us here or, you know, even, I don't know if they're going to be watching this, but for a moment, if you forget, you know, the white face and your face, you know, and the differences and you just close your eyes, right? Like anybody who's listening to us and you imagine that you go up on this mountain, that's your life. So, and you're listening to our voices and, you know, these human beings having this conversation, but you're up on this hill. And from the hill, as you go up higher and higher and higher, you know, now you see your life from up there. It's almost like a bird's view, like a helicopter view. Mm-hmm. And you can see your whole life and you can see, you know, maybe connections. Maybe you can see it's sort of like a landscape. You know, some parts are very clear, others are less clear that are like further away. But you can look at your life from up here and you can see all the things that matter to you that are really important to you. And you can see maybe some challenges and stuff that you're grappling with and it's hard for you. And perhaps you can see some people in there. So you're looking at it from above, right? And the question is, as you look at your life from above, from this higher vantage point, what becomes more clear? What is it that you realize from up here? And you don't have to answer. So I'm sort of like just leaving it as an open question for everybody listening to us. But and I'm not sure, maybe you are noticing. So that's actually what we found is the highest level of mindset is big picture clarity.
Absolutely.
If you are stuck in your point of view, I'm stuck in my point, but we could both go up. We could say, okay, so in this conversation, we're going to climb a mountain together and we're going to look down. And then from up there, you know, when you look at your life from a higher point, you see connections. It's not, you don't see like tiny little rooms that are dark. You don't see the differences. What you see is there's a connection there. This person, I met her 2 days ago and we talked about this and you know, this became so important in my life. So you see the things that connect you rather than the things that separate you.
I love that. I love it. And it's interesting because as I was doing the exercise with you, it was like at the top of the mountain, you could see the world. And there were like these, you know, sort of like lines that were connecting me to people across the world. And that's how it is. And I think that we're conditioned to look for the differences. Like that is the conditioning. Right. And more, I think, because of, you know, certain media and certain things that we engage with on a day-to-day basis, it gets us down into the weeds. It gets us down into really looking at the differences. But when we can start to rise higher, climb the mountain, I love the climbing of the mountain. And I think it has to be an intentional process. You know, I think that people have to intentionally climb the mountain. They have to intentionally take a higher vantage point and look for the commonality. Sometimes, because if you are, quote unquote, climbing the mountain, and I'm using my quotes for a reason here, and you're still seeing the differences, you're not really actually climbing the mountain. Climbing a mountain by yourself with your little blinders on, right? But when you really do take yourself up and you're intentionally looking for, it's like if you go on a, I used to go on these vacations by myself when I was younger, and nowhere would I go that I was ever a stranger. So I'd go on these vacations and I'd have to intentionally connect with people, and they'd be people, you know, different ages, different countries. Otherwise I would just be walking along by myself, my little lonesome self. And that's what we have to do. I love the way you created that for us.
There are types of questions that help us to elevate our life to the mountain, to the higher vantage point.
Yeah.
And those questions are often connected to, you know, like, what would you like to see more of or less of in this world? What are you trying to change? What do you want to be remembered for? So there are ways of taking people up that, you know, symbolic and very real mountain. And then if I can see from here, you know, like, I'd like more conversation and connection in this world between people that are not normally socially or geographically connected. That's what I see. That's my vision. Then, you know, you can start setting some goals like, okay, so what do I want to do?
Yeah.
And then as you kind of, you know, you see it from the mountain, you know, it's far away. I want to get there. So I'm going to need some healthy habits on the way to get there.
Yeah.
So now we are forming this. Okay. So what do I need to change? Maybe I need more feedback. Maybe I need to speak to different types of people, not just the same people all the time. Can I call today that I haven't called for 6-10 years?
Yeah.
Because we drifted apart. Well, are you sure?
Yeah. I love that. Are you sure? Are you sure? You know, there's this question that came to me as you were speaking around, you know, you said there were some questions, and this one question that just sort of came to me, as much as a dreamer, I am also very a practical girl. So one of the things that I was thinking about was like, if you're in conversation, when you're in, because, you know, there's a lot of like arguing going on right now, arguing of point of view. And one of the things that came up is, what is true for both of us? What is true for both of us right now? What, and, you know, what do we both want? What is it, you know, like, what is true that we both want? And it's like, there's some instant things that can come about that can sort of connect people.
Absolutely.
You know, what's true for both of us, you know, we want to be seen and heard and loved and acknowledged. I mean, let's start there. Yeah. Can that be more important than what is different about us?
As you say, it's very practical. So, you know, let's say I have this big picture clarity, you know, then I kind of make some decisions that I want to get more feedback. I want to talk to more people. I want to maybe, you know, start meditating every day because I need to be in a good shape, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then eventually you get to the third level of mindset, which is the, what we call the micro mindset. What am I focused on today?
Yeah.
Little things like, okay, maybe I haven't been saying hello to my neighbors because they don't seem to be saying hello to me, right? And so I'm kind of reacting to that, and I'm not saying, so what if, okay, all I'm going to do today for my big mission and vision, you know, the small thing I'm going to do today is I'm going to say hello to them. Just see what happens. Could change a whole conversation, a whole relationship.
Indeed. Indeed. Right. It was interesting. The other day I was driving down the road and I was at a stoplight. And in Atlanta, and I don't know how it is in New York, but in Atlanta, if you're at a stoplight, people are looking ahead. They're not looking at each other. They're, you know, you're trying to stay out of other people's cars. However, I'm at a stoplight and I turn my head and the guy at the same time turns his head to me and I couldn't do anything but smile. I mean, like, that's just my reaction when I lock eyes with a person. You know, I just smile. And I don't think he could do anything. I mean, he could have done a lot of things, but he smiled back. And it was that moment of connection that just, who knows what difference that made for him, but it was so, you know, like that moment. And then the light turned green and we went about our ways. And it's those little moments of connection. Like you said, I love the big mission for today is even those little tiny moments reconnect us to our humanity and to us to seeing the humanity in others.
It's definitely kind of a choice point in every moment. So every situation, as you say, you're sitting in your car, you're at the traffic light, you're walking into Starbucks and getting a cup of coffee. Don't go to Starbucks, not very good coffee. If you do, right? Okay, so be a little kinder. Right? Like, how do I look at this other person as a fellow traveler and smile at them and just feel good about myself and them? And in, you know, 99% of the cases, people will smile back. They love it because, oh, finally a kind person. What a relief. Because we all want to be seen, as you say. It's very difficult. Like, in every moment, I could choose to feel alone, isolated, bitter, upset, you know, overwhelmed with all these challenges around me. Or I could always, you know, practice my mantra of, okay, I'm on a journey. I have a vision. I have a mission. I'm here for a reason. I have some gifts. I want to be kind to others. I want to serve others. Yeah. And it changes everything. Like, it changes me, not everything. It changes me. And then, you know, that changes the conversation. And then the conversation changes us. Mm-hmm. And it might change our relationship. It might change. It might build something that's not there. It might repair something that was impaired.
Coming back to your mindset maps, what I keep seeing, like the visual that keeps coming is like the collective shifting of a map that is more connect, like they're more connected, you know. It's just sort of like the visual, and I've never seen what the map actually looks like, but I have my own visual in my own head about what comparing a map to of a successful person to a person who wants to be that successful looks like, and I visualize it a certain way. So as I'm visualizing the collective mind or the universal mind becoming more in sync, you know, more resonant, as our mentor Robert likes to say, the resonance, then that's when we start to get a global shift.
Exactly. And then we can look at every conversation as like a mapping exercise. So, you know, your questions are helping to map my brain for you and maybe for someone who was listening here. And then as the map becomes more clear, maybe there is a possible connection. We realize I also have people that I haven't spoken to for 10 years because we thought we drifted away.
Right.
Maybe it's okay. Maybe you could say we drifted away and cry, or you could say, no, it's wonderful. Like, we are on this journey. Everybody's going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, sometimes we're going to feel closer and sometimes we're going to feel like far away, but we could still reach out, and it's okay.
Absolutely.
It's okay to call your mother if you haven't spoken to her for 20 years. It's okay.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that stands in the way is this fear of being rejected when we exercise this outreach or when we exercise this kindness, as you spoke of a little earlier. And it's like, well, what if I smile and they don't smile back? Or what if I say hi and they don't say hi back? Well, I mean, it happens. And it's not, you know, remembering that you're planting a seed. And you don't know what's happening in that brain. You know, there's a saying that one of my mentors used to say is they're not responding to you. Mm-hmm. And to like remember that they're not responding to me. They're responding to some internal process that's happening in their brain. And you just happen to be there at the time.
You know, it reminds me of a conversation that I had just this weekend. So I don't know if any of our listeners, you know, if you think of your life, you know, some of the most difficult conversations, maybe you too, like me, you have them with your best friends and the people that are closest to you because mm-hmm. they really kind of know how to trigger you and,
yep.
and hit those little buttons. So I had this very, very difficult conversation with one of my dearest and most deep friends this weekend. Mm-hmm. The conversation was out of a conflict. We had a conflict with each other, and we tend to look at conflict as something like awful and I want to get rid of it. I want to pretend it doesn't exist, or I'm dwelling in it and I'm hating and I'm upset. So somebody said, you know, those deep conversations are the relationship. So don't be afraid. It's fine. It's natural. But then you still have this choice point, you know, like when you have to decide, am I going to show my vulnerability? Mm-hmm. Am I going to own something here to admit maybe that I did something that I don't like right now when I look at, like, if I could do it again, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard. That's why we're saying that it's like every conversation is a mind mapping exercise. And, you know, like maybe you will teach me something today that I haven't known before I came into this conversation. I got to remain open to the possibility that I'm actually going to learn something from you. This is the reason my podcast was called Mentor Shift, is it was this idea that we are all potentially mentors. So you could be my mentor. Yeah. I could be your mentor, and everybody could be a mentor. And so what if we start shifting our filters? That's not a, you know, white person, a black person, whatever person, a Latino,
uh-huh.
Asian. No, it's a human. And I might learn something here. What is it? Right? That's a curious mindset, which really, really helps. I'm sitting with my best friend. Okay. And it's awfully difficult. And you know, there's been a month of trepidation that led to this moment. And we both dreaded like, oh, this is going to be the end of everything. And then all that needs to happen is to be honest.
Now, I want to add a layer to what you said, because you said something that I thought was very interesting. And I leaned into it. And then I thought, oh, so you said, what if we shifted our filters to where this is not a black person, a white person, a Latino person. Maybe there's someone, you know, like, and maybe there's someone I can learn from. But what if we, and I should say, what if we said, yes, that is a white person. That is a black person. That is a Latino person. That's an indigenous person. And yeah. I can still learn, because, you know, there's a lot of, because of right. the, like, if there's a lot of like the division is, there's a lot of the division, and I can't learn from that person because they're different from me. But what if they're different from me, and I can learn from them?
Or they are different from me, and that is why I can learn something really interesting.
And lean into that. And what can I learn from them? Or, yes, I can connect to them.
I like it. It's a good. It's a good way of making this very clear. Because, yeah, my point wasn't either, okay, so let's disregard. Let's pretend it's not there. Right. The whole point is let us honor, recognize, mm-hmm. allow the differences, yet not be influenced by them in the sense that, okay, so that doesn't mean that we are not connected. It actually means that I can definitely learn something here.
Yeah, let's lean into it.
Right.
I love that. I love that. Honoring these difficult conversations, because I think that's what brings us closer, because those difficult conversations are, like you said, they are the relationship. They are the vulnerability, and they are our humanity. And so by nature of the difficult conversations, we must get uncomfortable and shed a little bit of ourselves and show a little bit of ourselves. And I think that much of what we have been conditioned, at least in the United States, I will say, is to be very comfortable and to remain comfortable and to avoid discomfort. And that is why we are in the situation that we are in today, because people want to remain so comfortable. Yeah. And the relationships are built by leaning into that discomfort and having those difficult conversations, which is why I so appreciate our conversation.
I agree with you. People tend to see this like, you know, there are two extremes. Either we can avoid those difficult conversations, or we lean into it and then we hurt each other. Mm. In the past, we used to hurt each other. So now we have to not have those conversations. We must refrain from even trying to have those conversations in order not to hurt the other side.
Right.
And neither works, but they make perfect sense, right? Like it's two extremes.
Yeah.
You gotta come back into the middle where we dare to show up and yet we remain, you know, sensitive. We lean into and we do it with respect, right? Curiosity. Like, tell me your point of view. I'm curious. I'd like to know more.
Yeah, I love that. And coming all the way back to even, you know, I mean, I'm like really like bringing it back to the mindset maps, because again, we're mapping our minds toward commonality. We're mapping our thinking toward commonality rather than away from.
We tell people, okay, like our listeners here, think of a difficult relationship, mm-hmm. right? Like with somebody. And then kind of, oh, I got the person. And then you go, okay, so in order for your relationship to change, what needs to happen? Mm-hmm. And just let something pop up in your mind. Mm-hmm. That's what needs to happen. She needs to be different. It's kind of doing that. Then you got to stop being only if they were. Yeah. That's where we go. Mm-hmm. So in mindset maps, with this practice, we say, no. If the solution to your problem is the other person to change, it's hopeless. So then come back to yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Map your mind a little bit, your mindset, how you think about this. Reflect on it and be sure that if you can shift your mindset, your part in this relationship, it's going to have a ripple on effect on the other person.
Yes.
So don't go there. If only those people.
That's right. That's
take
right.
Take back the agency.
That's right. We are at the source.
Right.
Yeah. Well, man, I tell you what, I think this is a good place to put a pin in it. We did good today.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. It was very thought-provoking. Loved every minute of it.
Yes, me too. And this is why I love having guests on the show, because, you know, I curate the guests so we can have these amazing conversations. And I just, you know, so appreciate you, Mickey, for just the thoughtfulness that you bring to the conversation, for the work that you're doing with Mindset Maps, for inviting me to be on your podcast, and for coming and taking the time out to be with me. Because I know this conversation will ripple and it will make a difference in people's lives. I really appreciate you.
And I appreciate the work that you do. It's wonderful. It's so needed. And I love the kind of mutual sense of discovery and, you know, the creative process. Every conversation is creation, right? Like, what kind of gold are we going to?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I feel like a little girl over here, like, it's like in the candy store. Well, you know, I always want to leave our listeners with how they can reach out to you, how they can engage with you, how they can engage with Mindset Maps. Please let us know, you know, how can they follow you and reach out to you if they want to engage with you?
We have a webpage where Mindset Maps lives, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's mindsetmapsinternational.com. And then on mindsetmapsinternational.com, they have information about, you know, our book, because we've written a book about mindset and the power of mindset change, also some of our programs. And there's a contact form, so people can just contact me through that. That's the easiest thing. So it's, again, mindsetmapsinternational.com.
And we'll make sure we include that in our show notes and our description when we post it on YouTube. And also the name of your podcast again for the audience.
And the name of the podcast is Mentorship. So it's playing on the word man, mentor, and shift, and mindset shift. So it's M-A-N, men, T-A-O-R, and then shift, S-H-F-T. Can I spell? Probably not. Mentorship, right?
The good news is we will... That worked right. We will have, look in the show notes. We will have it. Mentorship. Well, I definitely look forward to future conversations. I know that we will be in communication, and I just thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you for letting me journey with you today. And I'm sure we'll be continuing this somehow.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, to my listeners, I always love to thank you for listening, because without you, there is no podcast. As usual, I will ask that you share this podcast, because here's the thing. If we are to create ripples, we need to actually have other people who are rippling with us. So go ahead and share this with a friend, a family, a colleague, just to make a difference in someone's life today. And leave us a review. Leave us a review, because guess what? I just found out when I was guesting on another podcast that the Black Mind Garden is actually one of the top 10% most popular podcasts. Who knew? So we want for the people who are finding the podcast to know that we are making a difference. So would you leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, whether it's Spotify or Apple or Stitcher or whatever you listen to, so the people who are finding us know that this is a worthy podcast and we have amazing guests like Nikki. So that's what I ask of you. And so as we end, I will say what I always say. Have a great rest of the day and a great rest of the week. And until we see each other again, stay empowered. Hey, thanks for listening. Remember, I want you to apply these principles in your life every day. But also, I want you to share this podcast with others in your life who you think it could help, a friend, a colleague, or family member. And remember, go hit the subscribe button so you will know when our next episode is released. Finally, I'd really appreciate if you did me a favor and left a review. It really lets others know that this podcast can make a difference in their life as well. See you on the next episode.